When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2105. How Much Exercise is Too Much? By Jessica Spendlove of jessicaspendlove.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there, with permission from the websites, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. And with that, let's get right to the post as we optimize your life. How Much Exercise is Too Much? By Jessica Spendlove of jessicaspendlove.com. Whether you're just starting a fitness regimen or trying to get back your summer body after hibernating in winter, exercising is an effective way to help you reach your goals, along with a healthy diet and lifestyle. There are so many ways to exercise: yoga, swimming, weight training, jogging, cycling, walking, rock climbing, and they all have unique benefits. Outside of physical changes like building muscle and losing fat, exercise can help with mood, sleep, and stress management. However, there is such a thing as overdoing it when it comes to physical activity. So how much exercise is too much, and how do we know when we need to rest? First, let's take a look at the health benefits of physical activity. What are the health benefits of exercising? There are many proven physical and mental health benefits to regular physical activity. From my perspective, the positive impact on mental health is one of the best health benefits of physical activity. When you're physically active, your body releases more hormones which can help with improving mood, particularly serotonin, the happy hormone. Then there are the physical benefits of exercise. Not only that, but exercise is good for cardiovascular health, can help improve metabolism, manage weight, manage blood sugar levels, reduce inflammation, and again, manage stress. There are so many benefits, and it's free. If you want to spend money on a gym or a class, go right ahead, but you don't have to. According to Better Health Channel Victoria, if you are regularly physically active, you may, quote, reduce your risk of a heart attack, manage your weight better, have a lower blood cholesterol level, lower the risk of type 2 diabetes and some cancers, have lower blood pressure, have stronger bones, muscles, and joints, and lower the risk of osteoporosis, lower your risk of falls, recover better from a period of hospitalization or bed rest, and feel better with more energy, a better mood, feel more relaxed, and sleep better. End quote. How much exercise should you do each week? The exact amount of times or minutes you should exercise per week depends on factors like your body composition goals, training background, age, and overall health status, but there is a guide we should aim for. For anyone, doing some physical activity is better than doing nothing. If you're currently doing no physical activity, start by doing some exercise and gradually build up. The Australian guidelines recommend we accumulate 150 to 300 minutes or 2.5 to 5 hours of moderate intensity physical activity, or 75 to 150 minutes, 1.25 to 2.5 hours of vigorous intensity physical activity, or an equivalent combination of both moderate and vigorous activities each week. They also recommend doing muscle strengthening activities on at least 2 days per week. If your goal is to lose weight, aim for the upper end of these recommendations. If you're training for an event or competition, then you'll need to do conditioning and resistance training specific to that event. And don't forget about incidental exercise like gardening, cleaning, and walking to the shops, which can quickly add up throughout the week. For example, this might include getting off of the train or a bus stop early and walking the rest of the way. People feel like exercise has to be really big sessions, but it's just about doing your best to incorporate some rather than none, particularly when you're just starting out. Find what you like doing. Maybe you don't like running, but enjoy swimming. You could go swimming for half an hour three times a week. Then suddenly you've met your vigorous intensity physical activity guidelines. Now, how much is too much exercise? Although many adults don't exercise enough, for those who exercise frequently or intensely, it is certainly possible to overdo it, which can compromise your results. Everyone will have their individual threshold for what constitutes too much exercise. For some, particularly athletes, exercising in excess of the guidelines may just be part of their program, but it needs to be assessed on an individual basis. As an example, I work with a lot of triathletes, so people who are doing Ironman and 70.3 events, and they're training 15 plus hours per week, which is obviously well in excess of what the guidelines are. But if those individuals weren't doing that level of training, they wouldn't be able to participate in their sports. However, for others, that would be way too much exercise. So it's about looking at how fit the individual is, what their goals are, how they're fueling their body for the training they're doing, and their medical history. For instance, those with eating disorders will have a different exercise threshold when compared to others. For example, if someone has anorexia nervosa or another eating disorder, then you'd also want to look at what exercise they're doing and how much they're doing it more closely, and the exercise guidelines might change as a result. While there's no one answer to how much is too much exercise, there are distinct signs you may experience. Overexercising can cause an energy imbalance between the amount of energy consumed and the amount of energy expended during exercise. If you're in an energy deficit for an extended period of time, it can cause health issues. Too much exercise can lead to injuries, exhaustion, and hormonal imbalances. The signs of excessive exercise. Some physical effects of overtraining can include increased resting heart rate, decreased appetite, restless legs, and dehydration. It may also include sleep disturbances like poor quality sleep or insomnia. It can also include mental effects such as poor mood and increased stress. Among those identified as female at birth, overexercising along with undereating, at least for the amount of training they're doing, can lead to amenorrhea, which is classified as no menstrual period for 3 months or more. And for those with amenorrhea caused from an energy imbalance, this can lead to a higher risk for low bone mass, leading to weakened bones, which is also known as osteoporosis. This type of bone loss can cause an increased risk of fractures, including stress fractures. Individuals should be exercising because of the many proven benefits exercise has. When exercise starts to become compulsive or done in secrecy, red flags start to appear. Can you gain weight from exercising too much? As overexercising can lead to hormonal imbalances or changes, including testosterone and cortisol, our stress hormone, it can drive overeating, and the body can also begin to burn muscle instead of burning fat. These can compromise training sessions and cause your body to hold on to or gain fat, particularly abdominal fat. How important are rest days? Rest days are important for overall health and performance and can actually help you reach your goals more easily and quickly. Rest days are essential. When you allow your body to rest, that's when the magic happens. This is when your body is able to regenerate, rebuild, and repair. Rest days also help prevent overuse injuries. Not resting enough can actually make it harder to reach your goals. For example, maybe you're trying to train for that Ironman event, but aren't incorporating enough rest into the program. As a result, it can negatively impact your training. Or perhaps you've just started exercising and you're training every single day. Well, that can be too much. You may end up feeling really sore and really tired. So incorporating at least one rest day a week is really important. One or two rest days is usually what I recommend. You just listened to the post titled, How Much Exercise is Too Much? By Jessica Spendlove of jessicaspendlove.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I was attending a class at the gym the other day and struck up a conversation with the person warming up next to me. We actually had met each other at a class the week before and were just catching up. At one point, she asked whether I'd been doing all of the prescribed workouts that the coach had posted on the gym's website. I said I hadn't and didn't explain why. I'll tell you why in a second. But she went on to say that she followed the posted workouts exactly. And by the end of the week, she realized she was having difficulty sleeping, she felt nervous and anxious throughout the day. She read up on why she might be feeling like this and thought it might be due to overexercise. I didn't say this to her, but I thought to myself that her symptoms were like textbook when it comes to overexercise. As today's author Jessica mentioned, overexercising can lead to hormonal imbalances, like the body producing too much stress hormone. So her symptoms, again, could have absolutely been related to the fact that she exercised for 7 days straight at a very high intensity. I know the way my body responds to exercise and have found that if I overexercise, I tend to either one, get sick, or two, injure myself. So this is why whenever I see a prescribed exercise routine or the latest exercise guidelines, I first ask myself, is this routine or is this guideline going to be good for me? Or do I need to modify it? In this case, it sounds like my gym partner should have modified the prescribed routine and allowed some rest days in between. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for being here. Hey, thank you for sharing the show with someone. That's one of the best ways to keep this show going. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you again tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.